Imagine a moment when you suddenly realize your skin color isn't just a physical trait, but something that fundamentally shapes how the world perceives you. For Baratunda Thurston, this awakening came while swimming in a Virginia lake when a white boy approached shouting racial slurs. In that jarring instant, his carefully nurtured black pride collided with the rage and necessary self-restraint that often accompany blackness in America. This moment, what Thurston calls a coming of blackness experience, is just one thread in the rich tapestry of his satirical memoir-cum-guidebook that transforms potentially divisive topics into an invitation for authentic connection through laughter and shared humanity. At the heart of Thurston's story stands his remarkable mother, a woman who evolved from what she termed an appropriate Negro woman to a revolutionary black woman during the civil rights era. By the time Thurston was born in 1977, she had developed an almost scientific approach to raising a black son in Washington, D.C. during the crack epidemic. She created what Thurston calls a deliberately black childhood, methodically constructing experiences that would shape his identity beyond society's narrow expectations. Her revolutionary parenting included swimming lessons at the YMCA, membership in an all-black Boy Scout troop, classical music training through the DC Youth Orchestra, Taekwondo classes, camping trips, and health food co-ops, activities not typically associated with urban black youth. By age 12, Thurston had developed into what he describes as a bass-playing, tofu-eating, weekend-camping, karate-chopping, apartheid-hating, top-grade-getting, generally trouble-avoiding agent of blackness. Her genius lay in demonstrating that black identity could encompass classical music, environmental consciousness, intellectual curiosity, and political awareness, a radical notion that remains powerful today. Have you ever wondered how black someone needs to be to qualify as authentically black? This impossible standard creates a perpetual identity tightrope where everyone eventually gets labeled as either too black or not black enough by both white and black people. When asked about their personal blackness measurements, Thurston's panel offers revealing perspectives. W. Kamau Bell considers himself solidly in the middle, gaining more reason to be black with age. Cheryl Conti feels pretty black on the inside, despite mixed genetics, rejecting stereotypes that authentic blackness requires dodging bullets or rap battles. Elon James White recalls being accused of talking like a white boy simply for saying mother instead of mama. The truth is, Thurston writes, as a black employee in corporate America, you have two jobs. Your official position, and your unspoken blackness job, representing the entire black community, defending against racism charges, and increasing office coolness through company events. After transitioning from his predominantly black elementary school to the overwhelmingly white Sidwell Friends, Thurston became the unofficial Assistant Professor X whenever black topics arose. Everyone expected him to possess an encyclopedic negropedia of black knowledge, preparing him for two lifelong roles, the black friend and the black employee. Success as the black friend requires maintaining physical authenticity, developing humor about race, exercising patience with ignorant questions, and maintaining access to white people without betrayal, while never allowing use of the N-word. For the black employee, Thurston recommends using your black DAR to locate other black colleagues and preparing strategies for office social events, particularly around watermelon and dancing at holiday parties. One persistent stereotype claims black people can't swim, alongside other activities we supposedly don't do: eating organic food, tipping, camping, yoga, traveling, or being punctual. At six, Thurston's mother enrolled him in swimming classes at a DC YMCA. After weeks in the shallow end, instructors unexpectedly threw children into the deep end. Terrified, young Thurston protested before being pushed in anyway. Underwater and panicking, his body miraculously began swimming on its own. His black panel revealed diverse swimming experiences. Jaquetta loved water sports. Elon admitted he couldn't swim, but not because I'm black. Damali described herself as not a very good swimmer. Cheryl could swim but recalled racist pool interactions, and Kamau declared himself a good swimmer who knows several strokes but can't float due to his size. These varied experiences challenge the notion of inherently un-black activities. The swimming stereotype stems from historical segregation and lack of pool access, not racial characteristics. Blackness isn't monolithic but multidimensional. Each person navigates it differently. The true measurement of blackness isn't adherence to stereotypes, but authenticity in living one's unique black experience. Have you ever felt a piece of yourself was missing without knowing what it was? For many African Americans, visiting Africa creates a profound sense of completion. After high school, Thurston traveled to Senegal, representing his entire family, including those who came before but never got to return. The journey's emotional center was Gori Island, a slave departure point. Standing in cramped cells, holding weighted shackles, and gazing through the infamous doorway of no return, the group fell silent, filled with awe and respect for ancestors who had passed through. The transformative moment came while swimming in the Atlantic, looking toward America. Thurston felt a sense of completion, satisfaction, and contentedness I'd never known before. The journey didn't make him any blacker, but it completed a circle in my life that I hadn't realized was broken until it was made whole again. Why can laughter sometimes accomplish what serious discussion cannot? Thurston demonstrates how comedy disarms defensiveness and creates space for honest conversations about race. His viral Twitter hashtag, #HowBlackAreYou, caught a HarperCollins editor's attention and led to this book. Christian Lander, creator of Stuff White People Like, explains that people in academic settings are petrified to say the wrong thing, halting progress. Humor makes discussing cultural differences more comfortable. W. Kamau Bell deliberately focuses on race in his comedy because it was once taboo. His one-man show even offers two-for-one admission for friends of different races. Thurston's approach balances sharp critique with genuine invitation. His satire has teeth. He calls out racism, privilege, and hypocrisy, but delivers it with a warmth that invites rather than alienates. The most revolutionary act in a world that constantly tries to define blackness is to simply be your authentic self. As Jaquetta Sofmari puts it, the best way to be black is to be awesome and not suck. This advice carries profound weight in a society obsessed with racial categorization. At Harvard, Thurston learned I could be me and thus be black, but not have to be black in order to be me. Throughout his career spanning journalism, comedy, and technology, he demonstrates that blackness isn't a limitation, but a foundation. His mother showed him that being black could include classical music, camping, health food, and academic excellence, not exceptions to his blackness, but expressions of it. What if we stopped letting others define the boundaries of our identities? Perhaps the most powerful response is defining yourself on your own terms and living that truth unapologetically.